From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. In a recent speech, President Bush announced new plans to curb illegal immigration. He wants to fight document fraud by using cutting-edge biometric ID cards. But what exactly is biometric technology? It sounds like something out of a sci-fi novel or a James Bond movie. But the reality is the federal government's been using biometric technology for years. For more, NPR's Farai Chadea visited one of the world's busiest airports.
All primary officers, please report to 59 for brief muster.
Los Angeles's airport processes 8.2 million international passengers each year. New arrivals to the states are cleared through the Department of Homeland Security's U.S. visit program. Customs and Border Patrol officer Rodman Hall calls biometrics their ace in the hole.
Nothing beats biometric information. An individual can deny that they're Juan Hernandez or whoever, right? The information may match up the biographic information, but if you confront them with the evidence of their fingerprints and their photo, that's extremely hard to deny.
Biometrics allows computers to identify us by our one-of-a-kind physical traits. Those include fingerprints, eyes, and facial features. So, say a friend of yours from overseas comes for a visit. In a matter of seconds, his face and fingerprints will be compared to those of people convicted of overstaying their visas, smuggling, or even terrorism. Officer Hall gives us a demonstration.
Ma'am, place your left index finger on there. Okay, wait for a good reading. Excellent. Remove your left finger. Okay, place your right index finger. Wonderful. Okay, now we aim the camera. This is something that we actually have control over. And sometimes we like to have fun, so we tell them to smile or, you know, do whatever, okay, and then click.
There's an electronic scanner that can take a detailed image of fingerprints even better than ink on paper. That goes directly into the computer. So does a photograph from a webcam that will compare my nose, for example, to millions of others.
Right now I'm trying to lose weight. What if, like, all of a sudden I lost 30 pounds? Would I just be like, beep, 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 beep?
No, actually, there's certain features about your face that aren't going to change. The space between your eyes, your earlobes don't change. Okay, the space from your nose to your lip, those things don't change.
Facial and fingerprint checks aren't foolproof. Notably, an American was misidentified as a terrorist in the 2004 Madrid train bombing. But Assistant Port Director Brian Cahill says the U.S. visit program has safeguards.
If there's any doubts whatsoever, they'll come back to what we call secondary, where any questions will be reviewed and looked at. And we're very confident that by the time it's said and done, that we have confirmed whether or not we have the right person in front of us or we don't have the right person in front of us.
As the federal government continues to wrestle with the immigration question, expect biometrics to play a bigger role in the debate and in an airport near you.